is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Crews across the western United States are trying to contain scores of wildfires. CBS News Sacramento reporter Esteban Reynoso is at McClellan Air Force Base.
Cal Fire's Air Tanker Base at McClellan running around the clock. As one air tanker comes in, another is on its way out.
The support that we get from these VLATs and LATs is astronomically huge for firefighting purposes.
Alan Rose is the base manager at McClellan Air Tanker Base. VLAT stands for Very Large Air Tanker, and they can hold up to 10,000 gallons of fire retardant in the belly of the plane.
In Northern California, thousands of firefighters are battling the Park Fire that's burned an area larger than Los Angeles. It's just 10% contained. The Israeli military says it has hit a number of targets deep in Lebanon in retaliation for a rocket attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. At least 12 children and young adults were killed when the rocket hit a soccer field. Jacques Naraya from the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs says there are more Israeli attacks coming.
This is only the preliminary response, and I think the real one will come just after Netanyahu will convene the cabinet, and then the decision will be made.
In Chicago, a demonstration in support of Sonia Massie, who was shot and killed in her home by a sheriff's deputy earlier this month.
Say her name!
Sonia Massie!
Say her name!
Sonia Massie!
Say her name!
Sonia Massie!
Massie had called 911 about a possible intruder in her home. The deputy, Sean Grayson, has been fired. He's pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. A little more than 3 months before Election Day, the race for the White House is getting personal.
The candidates are out on the campaign trail, and the gloves are off. Former President Trump, the current Republican nominee, held a rally in Minnesota and took shots at President Biden and the likely Democrat on the ticket, Vice President Harris.
They took him out of the fight, and they put a new fighter. We have a new victim now, Kamala.
Meanwhile, Harris held her first fundraiser in Massachusetts and responded.
We're the underdogs in this race, but this is a people power campaign, and we have momentum.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. women's gymnastic teams will compete in qualifying rounds today at the Summer Olympics in Paris.
I'm just like so proud of her as a human.
2008 Olympic all-around champion Nastia Lukin is referring to gymnastics star Simone Biles for admitting her mental health was suffering when she pulled out of the Tokyo women's finals. Biles is looking for redemption here in Paris. Lukin believes the team will claim the gold when the finals are held Tuesday. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thousands of baby boomers are retiring every day now, some with pensions. But the next generation probably won't be so lucky.
Call it the rise of the silver squatters. Nearly a quarter of 55-year-olds will need financial help from family members when they retire. That's according to a Prudential Financial study analyzed by MarketWatch. Unlike baby boomers, many Gen Xers never had the option of a pension. And unless Congress acts, Social Security won't be able to pay full benefits in 2030. Financial analysts say for many Gen Xers, retiring at 65 just isn't realistic. They'll need to work longer. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Apple has reached a tentative collective bargaining contract with the first unionized company store in the country. The Machinists and Aerospace Workers Coalition of Organized Retail Employees reached a three-year deal with Apple on behalf of workers at a store near Baltimore. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies on tap for your Sunday with a couple of showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Highs topping out in the upper 70s, a light south breeze of 5 to 10. A little better chance of showers and storms tonight. Mostly cloudy skies and lows near 70. It's 66 at our studios.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Yes, and I. Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary.
Yeah.
News and Timeless Favorites. WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you want to vote this fall and you're not registered, it's time to get busy. 15 states require a citizen to register 30 days prior to an election, and a recent study showed 9% of Americans don't have ready access to the documents required. Here's what you need. First, you'll need to prove that you're a resident of the state and that you'll be 18 years old by election day. In most states, this can be as easy as showing a driver's license or eligible photo ID. Some states require a residency of up to 30 days before you register, so if you've just moved, check out your state's rules. Second, you'll need to prove where you live. Utility bills, apartment leases, car registrations, property tax bills, or bank statements are often allowable proof. Students may need to show tuition statements or a student ID. Third, you'll need to prove that you're a citizen of the United States. Typically, that means showing a birth certificate, valid U.S. passport, or naturalization papers. The Brennan Center for Justice recently found that over 21 million Americans don't have ready access to proof of citizenship documents. Many states offer registration options beyond going in person to a municipal or county clerk's office, including online registration and at the DMV. We'll discuss the perils of Election Day registration next week. We've linked to the rules and options for your state at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wisc Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'll see.
Take my heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Mama, let me be.
American woman. Said, get away, American woman. Listen what I say. Come on, hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me.
Get his pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I never saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Not in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to dispel a credit myth. A NerdWallet survey found that more than 46% of Americans think that carrying a monthly balance on your credit card helps your credit score. This is so not true. Carrying a monthly balance on your credit card does not help your credit score. Here's what does. Number one, use credit cards. Number two, don't charge more than 30% of your credit limit in any given month. Number three, pay the card off on time and in full every month. That will help you get a good to great credit score. Carrying a small balance won't hurt your score if you're paying the minimum every month. But by carrying a balance, you're also going to be paying a lot in interest. And that is why this is a myth that credit card companies don't work too hard to dispel, because it makes them some money. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
notion.